Hey, thank you for the introduction. And today I want to show my research related to the bacterial disease called bacterial etiolation decline on bluegrass. So initial reports has described Acetovorexis vena subspecies vena as the causal agent of this disease. And the symptoms related to the abnormal elongation of plant tillers. And elongated tillers are always yellowing and chlorotic because of the rapid growth. And when the symptoms become more severe, it will give a decline on the whole plant grain. So also previous studies have shown the effects of temperature, creeping bluegrass cultivars and plant growth regulators on this disease. So in the cultivar studies, when researchers try to infect the creeping bluegrass with the bacteria, they can get more blighted tissues from the cultivar panophora and lice in the cultivar tie, which indicate that maybe cultivar tie is more resistant to this bacterial disease. And also in temperature study, they found that the higher temperature, the more necrosis they can get from the infection. So that may indicate that higher temperature may severe this disease symptom. And also a more interesting thing we found in the PGR study that TE application may increase the infection. And we know that TE is the inhibitor of phytohormone gibberellic acid biosynthesis. So that may indicate that gibberellic acid may play a role in this disease. So in our study, we want to reveal the mechanism behind this new discovered disease. And based on the previous studies, we have some hypotheses that Acetovorexis may produce phytohormone associated with these etiolated symptoms. And also, we believe that creeping bluegrass panophora may be more susceptible than Thai to the bacterial infection. And also, high temperature may promote Acetovorexis infection and symptoms. And also, we made several objectives conducted in two experiments. In experiment one, we want to detect and evaluate the existence of phytohormone in this bacteria. And also, we want to get more information from the experiment two. So we have to characterize the Acetovorexis disease symptoms and physiological response and phytohormones in the creeping bluegrass tie and A4 to cultivars and the optimal and high temperature. In both experiments, we have to detect the phytohormone profile, and the measurements we use is the high-performance liquid chromatography. So in experiment one, we choose four isolates of Acetovorexis, MSU1413 and URI1, and we also use Pseudomonas TX1 as our negative control, and all isolates were grown in nutrient broth. And we purified the culture, diluted to the same concentration, and put the samples under HPLC to see the phytohormone profile. So in the results, we did find several phytohormones in the bacterial culture, and we compared this phytohormone by 2, 5, 8, 14 days culture age. So we found the gibberellic acid-3 at 5 days culture age. And we found that the GA3 content just decreased after 5 days. And we also found the GA3 content in all the four isolates of Acetovorexis, where the MSU13 showed the highest GA3 content and URI showed the lowest GA3 content. And also we found another type of gibberellic acid in the Acetovorexis culture. The GA1 content increased along with the culture age, and also MSU13 showed the highest GA1 content, and URI showed the lowest GA1 content. And the last phytohormone we found in the bacterial culture is IAA, which content decreased along with the bacterial age, and this time we only found this IAA content in two isolates of the Acetovorexis. So in conclusion of the experiment one, we believe that the Acetovorexis has the ability to produce phytohormone GA1, 3, and IAA. And also the isolate MSU13 produced the highest content of GA1 and GA3 compared to the other isolates. And also MSU13 was the only isolate that could produce all three detected phytohormones. So to get more information from the plant tissue, we just do the hydroponic studies to infect the plant tissue. And this time we pre-treat all the materials with TE, and we use two cultivars, the resistant cultivar Thai and the more susceptible cultivar Panay4, and we put it under two temperature treatments, the optimal temperature 23 degrees and high temperature 35 degrees in two growth chambers. And we try to infect the plants with by both root and leaf cut by the bacterial culture. And for the control, we just use the DI water instead. And in total, we use 56 plants. We use four applications for each treatment. And also, after the infection, we harvest all the plants every 5 days, and and all the plants were separated into roots, stem, and leaves. So for the measurements, we took all the physiological index by the individual whole plants, but we analyzed the phytohormone by the separated plants, and we analyzed the data by the ANOVA. So here's the result. Here's the result 20 days after infection. I don't know if there's some problems with the PowerPoint. Sorry about that. So it's very obvious that the plants treated with bacteria are smaller and quality compared to the untreated control. And also when we compare the infected plant under two temperature treatments, we can find that the infected plants under high temperature show more chlorotic and even necrotic tissues compared to the optimal temperature. And when we compare the difference between the two cultivars, we can find that Panay4 is more susceptible because it can show more chlorotic and necrotic tissues compared to the Thai under bacterial treatment. So one of the primary physiological index we took from the study is the electrolyte leakage, which can measure the membrane permeability and the movement of ion in and outside the cell. So it can be a test of damage of the plant tissues. So in the graphs, it's very obvious that in both leaf and roots, plants treated with bacteria under high temperature, which show in the darker line, show the higher EL rate compared to other treatment. And also, Panay4 treated with bacteria and high temperature treatment show the highest EL rate compared to other treatments. So that means that Panay4 is more susceptible to this disease and give more damage under bacterial treatment, and also the high temperature can severe these disease symptoms. So at last, I want to show the phytohormone profile compared between the two cultivars and also among leaf, root, and stems. So salicylic acid is one of the phytohormones related to the disease defense symptoms. So the results are more obvious in leaf and roots, where we can see that plants treated with bacteria under high temperature show the relative higher acid content compared to other treatment. And also when we compare the leaf and roots, we can find more salicylic acid accumulation in the roots than the leaf. And we can find a very similar result in the jasmonic acid, where also the plants treated with bacteria under high temperature show the relative higher J content compared to other treatment. And this time we found that the more resistant cultivar Thai show the higher JA content than the Panay4, so that may be related to the disease defense. And also we found the result of GBRDIC3. So GA3 is one of the phytohormones we found in the bacterial culture, and we also gained the result in the plant tissues, where we found that still the plants treated with bacteria and high temperature showed relative higher GA3 than other treatments. And this time we found that the susceptible cultivar Panay4 has the more GA3 compared to the cultivar Thai. So, and also we have another result of another type of gibberellic acid. So we found that still plants treated with bacteria under high temperature show relative higher GA20 content compared to other treatment. But this time, the temperature and cultivar difference didn't show up so obvious. So in conclusion, we believe that Acetovirexis infection can cause more damage under high temperature, and Pineflor is more susceptible to the Acetovirexis than Thai under high temperature especially. So, and also we found the phytohormone, higher GA, SA, and JA content was detected in the infected plants of both cultivars and the high temperature compared to other treatments. And we found that infected Thai produced Jasmonic earlier and to a greater content than the Pineflor, and infected Pineflor produced higher GA20 earlier during the infection than the cultivar Thai. So in the future work, we try to identify and browse the gene associated with this phytohormone production in the bacterium. And we also want to do the phytohormone analysis on the infected plants in the field. So thank you for all the sponsors to support us and my professors and the lab members to help me in this research. And I appreciate some questions. Taking pictures. Sorry for some defects of the PowerPoint because I just so delayed to upload this PowerPoint. Okay.
You think the high GA that's being produced is causing that bacillar?
Oh, so you say that maybe the GA is related to the etiolated symptoms? I cannot answer these questions right now because we still need more research, more field research about it. But I'm pretty sure that GA can cause the elongation of the plants, but actually it's not a bad thing, but maybe it's related to the bacteria and it can cause the excessive growth of the plants and maybe just cause the karate can make these symptoms. Okay.
So you didn't have a check of not
non-treated? Oh, so the question is, I just pre-treat with the TE for all the treatments. Oh, the reason I treated with TE is because I want to get more symptoms of the disease, so I do not have any, other treatment. Yep.
So is there anything in the literature showing that Trinexpac ethyl suppresses plant production of JA or SA?
I don't think so. The only thing we found is TE application could increase this symptom, the severity of this symptom.
That's the reason why, though.
Not yet. We still need more research. Thank you. Okay.
Is there any difference with the distribution of your isolates with their GA or phytohormone profile? Could you discern any differences in symptomology associated with those different phytohormone profiles?
So you mean the difference between these the isolates?
Yes, like so where they were obtained from, whether it was a cool environment or a warm environment, and then
I actually didn't isolate all the bacteria, so all the isolates I use is Dr. Ginano working in our university. So I'm pretty sure that all the MSU-1, they were called MSU because they just take from the MSU, you know, the turf center or something. So I'm pretty sure that there's no environmental, difference of these isolates. Okay? The culture should be about 25 degree.
So you didn't test higher
temperatures? No, I didn't test. I just used optimal temperature for the bacterial growth. So I didn't test the bacteria under, the higher temperature. Okay. Thank you. Okay.